Ready?
All right, good afternoon, everyone. We are in Hernando County on December the 18th, and it is currently 1:36 in the afternoon, and we're hearing petition number 99. Petitioner, please introduce yourself for the record.
Yes, my name is Ramon J. Gutierrez. My residence is 26010 Halsey Road, Brooksville, Florida.
Thank you very much. And for my own notes, it's written, the spelling of his name is written on the agenda sheet. Property Appraiser's Office, please introduce yourselves for the record.
Freddie Blackburn with the Hernando County Property Appraiser's Office.
Sam Gomez with the Hernando County Property Appraiser's Office.
And Stephen Nice from Special Magistrate. Good afternoon, everyone. Okay, so I have a owner name noted as, I'm sorry, that's not the right. Okay, here you go. Let me. I'll give you a clip. Your clip back. Although I guess you're gonna give it to me soon anyway. All right, sounds good. Okay, so I have a. Is the owner name I have on the agenda sheet is Ramon Gutierrez. Are you the actual owner of record?
I am.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And I have a folio number noted as. Key number noted as 389056. Petitioner, have you read the opening comments, overview of the VAM process, or the taxpayer's information sheet? Do you have any questions about how all this process works? Have you just watched a bit of it? I've done thousands of these. If you have any questions, let me know, or I can read the documents for you.
No, sir, that's well. Okay. Yeah, you're an adjuster, so okay. I'm good with that.
Okay, thank you. I've been, I've done thousands of these. So if you have any questions along the way, don't hesitate. Okay. All right. Please raise your right hand.
Yes.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you very much. Okay. So just assessed and taxable for petition 99, please.
Market value, $186,453.
And that's after first and eighth, right?
This is, yes, sir, no.
So that's just value then.
Just value.
Yep.
Assessed value, $127,642.
Okay.
Taxable value, $16,260.
16260?
16260.
How is it so much lower? Out of curiosity, was there a big exemption there?
He's lived in this house for quite some time.
Okay.
So he's built up.
Okay. All right. So I guess in the financial crisis.
There's also agricultural classification if that's, it's not. So yes, on the land side, there's agricultural exemption.
Okay.
Or classification.
Okay. Okay. So I guess we'll unpack that as we go. Was there any change after term?
No, sir.
Okay. Type square footage in your bill, please. Is it a single family residence? Or are we talking ag land?
It's a single-family residence with a mobile home, a detached mobile home. So you got two single families.
Oh, okay. Single-family residence plus a manufactured home. Okay.
Yes.
Square footage of the single heated square footage of the single family and heated square footage of the mobile home, if you have it.
All right, sir. Give me 1 second. We'll give you the heated square foot of the single family, 1,328 square feet.
1,328. And while you're right there, do you have the year built?
Yes, sir. Year built 1974.
Thank you. And then single wide on the mobile home?
Manufactured structure is a 1970 year built.
Yep.
With the base heated square foot at 672 square feet.
672. So one of the smaller single wides. I own one of those. All right. Okay. I think I have the basics. Now, are we on ag? Is it still ag exemption on the land?
Yes, sir. I can give you the.
Okay. Well, you can cover that in the presentation. So, property appraiser's office, please. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a package from the property appraiser. I have a package from the petitioner. Was there a proper evidence exchange?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. So, if there's no objections from either party, then both packages are considered admissible. You got a copy of their package, correct?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so property appraisal office, please support your assessment. The property appraiser presents first.
Yes, sir.
Petitioner afterwards, and then there's a little rebuttal back.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and continue, property appraiser.
As we've covered, the subject's home, single-family residence, was built in 1974. It's a two-story frame home with siding and with wood siding, and consists of 1,328 adjusted square foot. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath home. The second home is a manufactured, year-built 1970, has 672 square feet of living area with two bedrooms and one and a half baths. It's both structures are sitting on 8.6 acres that are zoned agricultural. The subject property was last reviewed on June of 2020 to review the manufacturer's home's condition. The owner's daughter was living in the home at the time. The appraiser was unable to view the interior, so an exterior review of the condition was is completed. And it was average for its age. The PA, obviously, as you know, uses adjusted square foot when comparing properties. The subject's two homes together have a 2,162 adjusted square foot and currently has a market rate of $83 per adjusted square foot. The appraiser completed research within the subject's market area and reported sales which best reflect the subject's property. The comparable sale prices less features divided by their adjusted square foot indicate that comparable sales range from $61 to $135 per adjusted square foot. After adjusting for differences between the subject's property and the comparable sales and deducting cost of sale, the comparable sales range from $80 to $90 per adjusted square foot, and the petitioner's rate of $83 falls within that range. The property appraiser's office has considered all criteria relevant to the Florida Statute 193.011, with the greatest emphasis being placed on the cost approach to value due to the property's location and surrounding sales data.
As I'm pausing you real briefly, do you actually have the heated square footage of the comparables handy?
On this particular sales sheet, if you notice at the top,
yep.
The base
that is the heated.
I put the base in there to try to easy to.
Thank you. Excellent. And you'll note your indicated market value falls in the range of your adjusted.
Yes. And as you go through, like you said, you've done this, but to kind of give you an idea, there's obviously the distance there, the dates where they were sold, the sale prices range from $120,000 to $350,000.
What is your single family appreciation rate in this county across 2019?
Pardon?
How much did your homes, and if you didn't do the study, that's fine. But if an average home sold in January 1st of 2019 versus the exact same home selling it December 31st, what was your rate of change across the year this year?
I apologize. I don't have that information with me.
Okay, that's fine. Because I do make time adjustments. So generally the assumption is 3 or 4%. I've had two counties saying 5, 6, and 7%. So I was just wondering if you had 2019 was a good year for housing prices.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And it has continued in. We thought with everything going on with 2020, they would.
The number was positive in 2019.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And
it's been positive for the past 3-4 years.
Oh, yeah. It's been good. The economy has been doing well up until COVID.
As you can see, the zoning for all the subject and all the comparables 1 through 5 are all ag except for comparable number 4, which is zoned AR2.
Yeah.
There was no adjustment made for that particular zoning because they are pretty similar, and based on our sales data, no adjustment needed. We made a site or acreage difference. It is in a rural area, so finding a 10-acre tract with a home of this age with a manufacturer on top of it was very challenging. So we have some smaller 2.5 acres up to 5.2.
Good.
10-acre tract.
Those look good.
And with the actual years ranging from 1968, and this is on the single family only. Including the manufactured structure. So the actual age range from 1968 to 1988. The effective age, also 1974 on the subject. Ours is ranging from 1973 to 1993.
I don't have any questions for you.
Okay, okay. So basic page number 4, 5, and 6 through 7, I guess, there are the subject's property cards. All right. Pages 8 through 23.
Always interesting to see when someone built a roof line prepared for snow. That is ready for snow.
Yes,
no
it is.
Snow will stay on your roof.
No leaves with all the trees he has around him.
Oh, there you go. There's a use for that.
And obviously, the comparable property record cards are available. And page 24.
Your data looks good. I mean, you don't. I can handle the rest if you want.
I just threw in some additional cells. They were a little bit maybe.
Where? Page 24, you said?
Yes, sir. Page 24 is an aerial map.
Did you have, I mean, not that it matters, but did you have, I wouldn't expect you to, but I'll throw it out there. Did you have any ag land sales? I wouldn't expect you to, but the ag land.
Would that have Greenbelt classification?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I wasn't expecting you to. Nobody else would, but it's worth the question.
Not that I'm aware of are any of these.
That's fine.
But I could.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Page 24 is just some additional cells within the area.
There's no grid on them. Though, right?
There's no grid on them. I didn't make any adjustments. I just kind of threw them in there as.
I don't think I'll need any more.
Any additional supportage if you might need it.
No.
So,
I mean, you know, jumping out there, your price per adjusted square feet, it's hard to do the math. That I will have to unadjust. Net sale one is a high dollar per square foot. It seems to jump out as an outlier. Probably not as reliable. I'm not sure why it's so high. But I mean, your comps all look good, so I don't see any. I foresee no problems here. Simple math.
So. The I guess you could go to page 40. Just as a basically went along into neighboring areas. You can see it on page 41, the distance I went from the subject into the one on the far right that's under 3.5 miles is in kind of a mobile home park in a sense, and then the rest of them.
You're talking about the new comps?
This is on page 40 and 41. These are just mobile home cells within an area.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, yeah.
Okay. To just try to see what the value of a mobile home would actually be.
Sure.
As a separate cost.
What'd you come up with? What do you have on the home?
If you all look on page 40, single wides, I tried to even go a little bit further and go to single wide, double wide. Single wides were 23. Of course, they're smaller, 23,458. Double wides averaged to 20,672. And I think what we have on our...
Right, including that includes the land, though, right?
No, sir. What I did basically is I backed everything out.
You excluded your assessed land values.
Correct.
And then okay, so it's essentially a building residual model.
Correct.
Okay. Where that falls apart sometimes is if your land values are too low, then it overrepresents the building value sometimes.
And that may be, if you can see on maybe 7 and 8 and 10 are agricultural zone properties of
okay.
Mobile homes. You can see they're selling for roughly $55 and $52 a square foot. So
sure. What did you have, what did you put on the home for the subject?
Yes, sir. Getting right
did
to
you,
it.
Yeah. Did you have a separate value for that, or did you just consider it square footage?
I was just trying to do a, kind of, if you want to call it, an analysis to figure out what the mobile home
sure.
and our mobile home value on this property is depreciated down to $15,704.
Yeah, in the ballpark.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it may actually be a little less, but you may be higher somewhere else. All that matters is the final assessment number. You're not here to. You don't have to defend every piece of that assessment to the same level of quality. So, some people will come and just fight one part of the assessment, and that's not really appropriate because you can be high on. You can be perfectly right on your value and be high on something and low on something else, and have your value perfectly right.
Okay.
Or the reverse. Okay, anything else?
And the rest of it is how we figure just a square foot, how we calculate it, supporting documents that basically describes our features and what they are in a little bit more detail, our evidentiary letter, cost of sale adjustment cover sheet on 88, page 89 is our cost of sale adjustment. Page 90 is IAAO, position of adjustment sales, and then 91 through 121 is just legal support.
Okay. All right. Petitioner, please support the Bureau of Assess. I'm assuming you were done, right?
Yes, sir.
Most counties only give me like 10 pages or 5. I never get a package like this for residential.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's okay. I almost never complain about getting too much data. Sometimes with tangible, they give me thousands of pages. Then that's a little more painful. Petitioner, please support that you're over-assessed.
Yes. Yes, sir.
It's your 100%.
Well, basically, sir, I don't have all the knowledge that Freddie does. And as far as Mr. Blackburn, I used to do mortgages, dealt with a lot of property appraisers. Sure. So, but basically, my qualm is the following. The replacement cost on my mobile home is $15,000. I bought that home as I provided proof of the contract. I don't know exactly what page it is. But I bought that home in 1995 for $5,000.
Right.
Okay, it was placed on the property. The property is not real property. My daughter is residing on the home. Sure. There was a sale on that home, which I also included the contract for. And the home was built in 74. I also provided the county, the property appraiser, a certificate of title.
Yeah.
Okay, reflecting that. There was a contract on the home that fell through. Because basically the building department did not issue a permit, according to Mr. Fredericks, who was the building department's head guy there. Hernando County does not allow the moving of a home that was built prior to 1976. Okay, when the contract went through, I contacted the FHA, everybody else, to find out what the problem was, why they were stipulating these criteria where I couldn't move the property.
You couldn't move the
single. I couldn't move the single wide.
Oh,
from
line.
My
yeah.
single,
okay.
from
sure.
my zip code 34601
yeah. I get it.
To a very similar, to the same zip code, which is probably 2 miles away. Well, I sued, we went to court, I appealed, but basically, mm-hmm. since they couldn't move it, that was it. The guy went and bought another one. But then I got comps in here of the person who
my. How much did you pay for it when you bought it?
$5,000.
Okay,
but here I also have information on the person that I did sell we had the contract with. He has a commercial piece of property with several mobile homes on it, and his mobile home with the same square footage are assessed less. So that's what I'm sorry, I can't give you all the pages like the other gentleman.
No, that's fine.
I didn't.
At the end of the day, I don't necessarily disagree with, I know the property appraiser did their, residual analysis. Unfortunately, those often overstate the value of the improvements because the land value is pretty commonly understated, and it's hard to know when it is and is not. So I don't disagree. I own 3 mobile homes and rent them, so I do understand the market. You're probably...
Well, I don't derive rent from my mobile home.
I know, but you could if you wanted to. I'm just letting you know that I am pretty familiar with the benefits and the problems of owning them. The problem you're really running into isn't so much that you're incorrect about this, because you probably aren't. The problem you're running into is the property appraiser is assessing your entire property. There's the value you're coming in here to, if you're only complaining about the value of that one component, you have to actually prove that your entire property is improperly assessed, not just one piece of it. Because as I was just telling the property appraiser's office, they could be overvaluing your mobile home's component and undervaluing something else, and the total assessment could be perfect. It could still be below assessment. It could be above assessment, but you have to defend my job here is to weigh the evidence to determine if your entire assessment, that the final number of $186,453, whether that is or is not appropriate, not individual components. I will just about never, let's go with never, say that, you know, because they appraised the pool too high, the entire assessment should come down. That's not my job. My job is to look, weigh the evidence, and compare it to the total assessment. That's kind of, I mean, I actually don't think you're wrong. I think somewhere in the $3,000 to $8,000 range is probably what that mobile home is worth. You know, that's probably the right number. But that doesn't mean the assessment's wrong. So do you have any other sales, support for what your agricultural land is worth, you know, support for what your home is worth? Did it sell recently?
No.
So that's the problem. That's the problem we have. Because I'm gonna go over the sales they presented me. I do a slightly different adjustment process. A lot of their stuff is computerized, AVM. There's an AVM in my head. I will chicken scratch on the paper page. I'll make my own adjustments and run the numbers on it. And that's how I'll determine whether or not I think the assessment is appropriate. But I can't work on just the little piece. I'm looking at the whole thing. I will consider the contribution of that mobile home probably significantly lower than the property appraiser is using. But once again, that doesn't prove that your total assessment is wrong. I'll have to run the numbers and see, essentially. You know, I can't just look at a piece. That is actually inappropriate for me to be just focusing on one piece of the assessment. Because the whole number could still be right. So you can keep presenting, but if your whole discussion is about the mobile home, I still have a bunch of home. I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
And I have a bunch of homework to figure out whether or not the total assessment is correct.
It's just mind-boggling because the mass appraisal system is...
The computer's doing the math, and often land values get underassessed. Because whenever you use a residual analysis, which is I take away the land and what's left must be the building, or the reverse, I take away the building and what's left must be the land, that only works if what you're taking away was valued correctly. And the computer is estimating these values. These aren't, you know, so errors are common in this type of analysis, so it's tricky. That's why I don't, you know, it's hard to rely on residual analysis, which is why you don't see them used a lot.
Well, when I was doing mortgages, comps basically so far out, the bank, the underwriter would not accept them because they said, no, it has to be within a reasonable distance. So that was one of the things.
You got five good comps. These are all pretty close.
Yeah.
They all seem pretty comparable. The ages of the buildings, the sizes of the buildings, they all match up pretty good.
No, my question was only.
He has the right, the data's here. I got the data.
Yeah. Now, my question, sir, was only about the mobile home. That was
sure.
That was
sure.
Basically
yeah. It. So. And as he said, I don't necessarily disagree with you on that, but my job is the big number.
Well, yeah. If Mr. Fredericks would have approved it, I would have been rid of it. But,
yeah. I'm not in control of that either.
Well, just for FYI, if you have something here in this county or in other counties that was built before 76.
All right. I won't be moving it.
You ain't going to move it.
Because
they're not going to give you a permit.
I'll keep that in mind. I have two in Pasco and one in Sumter, nothing in Hernando. Rebuttal? Did we cover everything?
No.
Okay. Thanks. I'll do my homework on this when your comps are good. I need to do some math. That's all. So thank you very much, everyone. If there's not any more new information, I'm going to go over the information in greater detail and make my determination at that time. That concludes petition 99. Thank you.